Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, thanks everyone for coming out today. We believe this is the final piece of the library expansion. It's been going on a real well thought out process for several years. Two library directors, but this is sort of the frosting on the cake. I think the whole project was about $3.5, $3.6 million, $700,000 of which came directly from New York State. But at the very end, they had to do some cost cutting, and they weren't able to complete this garden area. The garden's really important because it allows kids to come outside with books, but it also provides just a great backdrop through the glass windows, looking out, whether it's winter or the summer. So we're happy today to announce that we're able to secure an additional $30,000 for the library to finish the project and to make good on the promise that we made to the community that is part of the library expansion, that we are going to have a beautiful garden. So we're really happy we're able to achieve this milestone. And it really builds on a lot of the success we've been having in the town and the village of Hamburg. So, not long ago we completed the beautiful playground redo that everyone in the community is really pleased with. Of course, the redo of this library. Just last week, we announced a redo of Legion Field, trying to bring that field up into the modern age, which certainly we had a lot of baseball and softball players really happy about that. But all these things only happen when people work together. No one works together like the people of the town and village of Hamburg. And certainly the linchpin in most of that is my good friend, Mayor Tom Moses. So I really take your lead when I'm in the village of Hamburg. And Tom Moses was the guy who brought me to this lot and said, we got to make this look better. How can you help? So it's my pleasure to help. So we'd be honored if you said a few words to us today, Mayor Moses.
Well, basically, I want to thank Sean for his continued support within our community. Because without the continued support between the village and the town, we wouldn't have what we've got today. But it goes back to our volunteers as well, because the volunteers really do a lot for us and make things happen with us. And without their help, we wouldn't have the community we got. And so it goes back to them as much as it does to the monies that we do get. But it's the important thing to me is that once you get something, you got to keep up with it. You got to keep things moving in the right direction. Don't let it go downhill. And so those are the things that what we have to do is to make sure that we take pride in our village and in the town to make sure that things continue to happen. And you can see that even in the value of homes here today, they get into bidding wars as far as the houses go. And that's a neat thing to see because, somebody will come in and make an offer and they'll say, well, we'll see what'll happen. And they get into a bidding war back and forth, and sometimes it sells for $20,000 more than what they were asking. So that's a good sign to a degree, but yet then again, people are disappointed. So we got a lot of good people coming back to the area because they're proud of what they see here. And our roundabouts have been very successful.
Yes. Yep.
And believe it or not, we've got each size is a different one. So you can try them all out while you're coming through the village of Hamburg. So that's a real good thing to see as well. So again, want to thank Sean for the continued work with us. And we're looking to work more and more with him and make sure things continue to happen here in Hamburg. And I want to wish the new librarian success and whatever here, and so it'd be good working with them. Lynn and with the county, we want to thank you too for all that you do and go from there. So again,
yes, certainly we work together in Hamburg on all levels of government, the village, the town, the state, and the county. And I know Lynn Dixon is here today, probably spent a lot of time in this library with her children. So it's good to say a few words, Lynn.
Well, I'd like to thank Assemblyman Ryan for securing this funding. It's a great kind of final piece of this puzzle. This library has been such a wonderful asset to this community, to the village. My kids do spend a lot of time here, especially when the computers are down at home. But it's been great. And every time I come here, I see families here. I see young kids here. I see senior citizens here. It really, this whole community takes advantage of it. And it does lift up the entire village. When you improve properties, it lifts up. And when you talk about, Mayor, when you talk about bidding wars on a house as a property owner in the village, my ears perked up now. but really, so thank you to Assemblyman Ryan for certainly always having the village's best interest at heart. And it is a great asset. And I know the county was pleased to be a big part of the investment of the expansion of the library several years ago. And it just continues to get better and better.
You're welcome. And as the mayor said, we put these good things together, but then we have to make sure that they're run well. And whether we're investing in youth recreation in the village of Hamburg or any other amenities, we know for sure that they're going to be run well. And we have a great new library director here in this library, Brian Holt. So welcome, and please say a few words.
Gail, okay, thank you, Assemblyman Ryan, for securing the grant. Tom's Mayor Moses, for helping all your help with what we do here, and of course, my name is Fidel and Dixon. I've been talking to our patrons about this. It's been a long time coming. They are super excited about this. It's going to add yet more public space for the library, an outdoor space for, you know, we can, both adults and children can relax, have fun, and we can do some programming out here. Again, we're just super excited. Thank you again very much.
That's great. Let's go shovel some dirt.
Okay.
Come on.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.